Take some time to orient yourself in a way that you find to be the most comfortable. You may want to lay down and perhaps even close your eyes. Comfort is key in any position you choose that works just fine, as you alone knows what comforts you the most. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea, but if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course you will be aware of all the other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you, in fact they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you relax even more now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to relax and become steadier and easier. Until it's just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine, just taking over. Smoothly. Easily, quietly, comfortably, so you can become more and more aware of your whole self, aware of your legs, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it is possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can get your whole body perhaps to relax even more, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there. Almost, but not quite completely, you notice it. Just being vaguely aware of your coat and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. A good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension has been there, where it all came from, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply cannot be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply cannot be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relax even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most to ever be. Just finding these last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy gentle breath you take. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and deeper relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips in a nice deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. Relax and enjoy as these vortices slip slowly deeply under your skin. Making it so much easier to feel the sensation they talk about in place of what you normally feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you normally see. You slowly become aware of your pony body. The hooves and legs you stand or lay on. The mane and tail flowing over your slender figure. The friendly muzzle and perky ears on top of your head. You are a pony. With pride you feel your pony body. Slowly you stand on your hooves and move around. You feel your tail running over your back legs. Your ears on your head. Moving to catch every sound you hear. Perking up when you are happy, but drooping down when you are sad or relaxed. Just like you are now. Oh, so relaxed. Slowly you open your inner eyes. Waking up on top of a lush green hill. You feel your body resting on soft grass and inhale its fresh scent. Relax as you watch the sky above. White puffy clouds in the harsh sunlight. Today has been an unbearably hot day and you long for some fresh air. The sun beats down on your coat and you even started to sweat in the heat. Then a cold breeze picks up. You enjoy the fresh air running through your mane, flowing to your tail, cooling your coat as you look up where it came from. A dark slimmer on the horizon, slowly creeping closer. In the distance you hear faint rumbling, boiling dark clouds, imposing dark castles raising high in the atmosphere, illuminated by the occasional flash of lightning, slowly casting the shadow over you, driving away the scorching sun. With a sigh, you relax again. The sky above you darkens as the first drips of rain fall on your sweaty coat. First one, then another as a flash illuminates the sky. Two more, more and more as the thunder rolls in, leaving dark streaks on your coat, refreshing you more and more as it rains harder and harder. The rainwater runs over your cheek and muzzle. You open your mouth and lessen your thirst with them. The rain wets your coat and soaks your mane, washing away the stress and hot sweat of the day. Fascinated, you watch the lightning around you, flashing through the boiling clouds. The thunder relaxes you. There is nothing to worry about. Nature's violence may be imposing, frightening even, but right now you are absolutely safe. The pegasus settled this storm assured you of that. They needed the water to nurture the nature around you, just like it has refreshed you. The rain is running off you. You can hear it dripping from your two perky ears. Feel it running from your mane into your pony neck, over the coat of your back and over your pony legs towards the ground. Like a refreshing shower, washing away the stress and tension should any half remained. The water forms a small puddle. Using the flashes of lightning, you observe your own reflection in it. Your legs and hooves laying down in the wet grass. Your tail, drenched wet, the air flows away from your body. Your mane, as it blows in the wind. Your familiar colored coat. You feel the rain gently beating down on it. Your muzzle, dripping with refreshing water. Your pony ears, you can feel the wind blowing over them. Your pony body, familiar, just as it always has been, for you to live in and to face the elements with. Amazed, you watch the storm, the boiling clouds rolling over you, the spectacular arches of lightning flashing between the clouds, and you can hear the thunder as it echoes through the valley. But you can also feel the worst is over. The wind and rain are slowly losing their intensity, and you can see the sky slowly opening up again. The storm is finally ending. The rain dwindles and the wind slowly lies down around you, while in the sky the clouds disappear. Like curtains opening up, they reveal the night sky, a majestic canvas of sparkling stars with a beautiful moon. You can feel its light on your soaked body, slightly warming it, slowly drying it. You take some kindling and start a small fire. It does not take long before you have a nice warm fire going, flickering in the darkness, crackling in a fresh night air. Through the warm glowing flames you watch the world around you, while you dry your wet coat in its warmth. Now the storm has ended, the world is tranquil and at peace. Crickets are singing their songs while fireflies display the beautiful glowing dance. The smell of campfire fills your nose, mix it with a faint refreshing smell of ozone. In the distance you can still see the faint flashes of lightning, but above you the sky has cleared completely and you marvel at the beauty of the stars, the moon and the sky. Is that a shooting star you just saw, streaking above you, through the starry sky? You better make a wish, little pony. After turmoil comes tranquility. It has always been that way and always will be. And even that must pass, to make place for turmoil again, for that's the cycle of life. The turmoil may be frightening, destructive at times, but the rain makes the plants grow, and when the world becomes peaceful again, they become stronger and bloom beautifully, even better able to stand the storms, because one day it will storm again, and when it does, you will be ready for it. But right now, you just enjoy the stillness, the calmness of the world around you, as you gently curl up in the grass. Warmed by the crackling campfire in front of you, you slowly start to doze off, laying your muzzle down on the soft forelegs with your warm tail curled around you. Let sleep come to you while you watch the stars. Your breathing becomes deeper and slower, a nice rhythmic pace as you watch the beautiful moon. Your body feels heavier and heavier in the warm glow of the fire. Your ears droop down relaxed on the back of your neck, And as you slowly close your eyes, you relax even more. Sweet dreams, my little pony. You are now relaxed. Oh, so relaxed. Every desired suggestion you hear is ingrained in your mind. Every breath you take is one of complete serenity, and you are in tune with yourself, your mind, and your pony body. And each time, and only if you and you alone wants to return to this wonderful state of calmness and tranquility. And when you know the time is right to do so and you hear or say the praise, empty of everything as everything has faded away, you feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a wonderful relaxed trance. And let yourself be guided by the voice. There will be only you and the voice. Until it is time to wake back up again. Your attention is needed for more urgent matters, or you no longer desire to be hypnotized.